The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. I'm coming to you from the temporary KTQA studio where we are operating remotely during this pandemic in Pierce County on Phase 2. Today is August 24th, and I would like to remind everyone that state-level updates and all information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state has a coronavirus Q&A line. It's staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The number for that is 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. Again, I want to stress, as I did last week, that the United Way, that 211, is just chock full of so many good resources. So if you're struggling with anything like food security or housing needs or elder care or child care or mental or behavioral health, 211 is a great resource. Speaking of mental and behavioral health, the Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage that stress. The number is 1-833-681-0211. We do have some regional updates from outside of Pierce County that I would like to let us all know about. King County's health officer is noting that growing COVID-19 cases in King County are being traced to people hanging out with friends, going to parties, and camping without masks or social distancing. And as with state and other county health officers, he urges everyone to limit interactions and wear a mask. The Quinault Indian Nation has closed its reservation to visitors through at least September 6th to stem COVID-19 infection among residents. That's out in the Olympic Peninsula. Access to the Quinault Indian Reservation is now restricted to village residents, Quinault tribal members, essential government employees, and Quinault Indian Nation Enterprise personnel. Clover Park Technical College down in Lakewood is hosting a drive-through information event on Wednesday afternoon, August 26th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on its Lakewood campus in the parking lot between Buildings 10 and Buildings 14. Attendees will receive a bag with resources and will be directed through a campus tour from their vehicles. Details can be found on Clover Park's Facebook page or by calling 253-589-5800. Over across the bridge, Penn Met Parks is distributing 100 free activity packs for kids on August 26th at 5 p.m. at Semel Homestead Park Pavilion, located at 10123 78th Avenue Northwest in Gig Harbor. The campout-themed adventure boxes include craft kits, scavenger hunt guides, coloring pages, and a sports ball. It's to encourage children to stay active and engaged. Kids must be present in the vehicle to receive more than one bag. Otherwise, they'll be limiting one bag per vehicle. More details can be obtained by calling 253-649-0350. Again, up in King County, the City of Kent will be distributing masks, hand sanitizer, and food boxes on Friday, August 28th, starting at 10 a.m. in the Showwear Center parking lot. Details are available at kentwa.gov slash COVID-19, and COVID-19 has a dash in it, so it's COVID-19. We do have updates from here in Tacoma. The Tacoma Urban League's Black Parents Alliance will host a virtual meeting on Sunday, August 30th at 3:30 p.m., focused on programs and resources to help families start the school year strong and navigate community supports. See the Tacoma Urban League's Facebook page or contact the Urban League at 253-383-2006 for meeting details and links. Laptop distribution for students in Tacoma's middle and high schools began today. The distribution schedule for each school is posted on the Tacoma Schools website and is available by calling students' schools' offices. The Tacoma Rainbow Center advocacy team will be distributing fresh boxed meals, non-perishable food boxes, masks, and hygiene and sanitizing supplies on Thursday, August 27th at 11 a.m. at 2215 Pacific Avenue in Tacoma. That's at Rainbow Center down at Pacific near 21st and Pacific. Call 253-383-2318 for more information. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. Starting up north, for Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include Tuesday, August 25th. There are two events. One is at Regents Park in Faircrest, and the other is at PLU, that's Pacific Lutheran University, in Parkland. Both those events go 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Wednesday, August 26th, there will be a mobile testing at Stewart Heights Park in Tacoma and at Roy Elementary School in Roy. Those events go 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. On Thursday, August 27th, there will be testing at the Graham Fire and Rescue and at Tacoma's Peck Athletic Field. On Friday, August 28th, the Lakewood Community Center and Ording Middle School will host mobile testing events from 10 to 3. And on Saturday, August 29th, there will be testing at the University of Puget Sound in North Tacoma, 9:30 to 3:30, and at Charles Wright Academy in University Place, 10 to 3. No ID is required for Pierce County mobile testing events, and tests are free and open to anyone regardless of symptoms. Of course, patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. If you missed any of the things that I read out to you today, you can visit our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can email us, daily@ktqa.org, or call us or text us at our phone number, 253-330-8821. We love interacting with our listeners, but for now, very pleased this afternoon to be welcoming back to the KTQA Daily Briefing, Mark Monlux. He is a freelance illustrator active in Tacoma's art community. How are you this afternoon, Mark?
Oh, I'm having a grand day today. Thank you so much for asking.
You know, we first talked way back at the beginning of April, which either feels like yesterday or 4 years ago, depending on the nature of the moment that we're experiencing during this very strange time. But we talked about your art in general and how cartoonists and sketchers in the Tacoma community, you know, typically would gather for communal drawing sessions. And, you know, we really had no idea what August would look like when we spoke in April back then, did we?
No, we did not.
So, but you're a founding member of CLAW, and CLAW has been active in things that have developed over the course of this pandemic that I'm happy to be talking about today with you. But give us a review of what is CLAW, that C-L-A-W. It started out as an acronym, right?
That's correct. When we first organized, this was in the October of 2008, we were looking for an acronym that sounded cool. And it stood for Cartoonist League of Absurd Washingtonians, and at that time, it was just cartoonists. Since then, the CLA has gone through a variety of different leaderships, and they've decided to open it up to be a little bit more broad spectrum. The group is now called the CLA Artist Guild, which hopefully will make it sound less like an old boys club of hardcore cartoonists and more inclusive to anyone who likes to draw or do art.
Excellent. So you have not ceased doing art, even through stay-at-home orders and through all of our different phases where we're no longer permitted right now to be gathering as the CLA Artist Guild would, you know, have done and was typically doing, where you would, you know, meet in a particular establishment, have a little bit of that face-to-face time, bounce ideas off each other. But that hasn't really stopped you guys, has it?
No, it hasn't. Very quickly decided that we would try and do everything online, and our monthly drawing sessions that used to be in person have now gone to a virtual reality. We meet every month on the fourth Wednesday at 7:30. We decided this year, before the pandemic hit, that every drawing session would be focused on doing a one-page comic or piece of art that would be themed for a mini comic. And this month's theme is Wish I Was Here.
That's a very poignant one right now, because there's a lot of places that maybe we would love to be that, given our circumstances, we can't. Was this a theme for this month that was established before the pandemic, or is this in response to saying, oh, I wish I could be at this summer concert festival or at my camp or getting ready to go to in-person schooling?
It was in response to the pandemic. In fact, some of our past sessions have also been in response to the pandemic. We had a session that was totally geared towards your favorite foods or comfort foods or recipes that people were learning to do. You might remember that there was a big shortage of flour and eggs and baking soda early on as people started baking like mad. So that was one of the themes. The theme we had for last month was anatomy, which was not a pandemic theme. We wanted to get away from that for a while. But that turned into more of a drawing session teaching people, as it turned out, from Australia, how to do anatomy when you're drawing.
Wow. So the CLA Artist Guild, you know, that really is Tacoma focused, actually has been able to reach out to folks on different continents, and you've just had folks just drop in unexpectedly like that? Or was that something that was referred or solicited out by members?
We have been setting up through an online process. You go and find us via the internet. And since those drawing sessions are, you know, publicly accessible to internet searches, that's how people have been finding us. We try to keep ourselves out there through our website and through other social media portals and announce our events that way. I am a little unsure how the folks in Australia found us, but it has been the case that we've been seeing a lot of people. The majority of people have been coming in are regional, but we have had a couple of strays coming in from other countries. It's been fun.
I guess that is one of the upsides to this, that you can connect with, you know, not just, I'm going to take up a new hobby and start baking like mad now that I'm at home, but you can take up different new hobbies that maybe you didn't have access to within your own community, and through the magic of virtual sessions, have access to lots of different things. Now, the anatomy lessons, is that like what you might see in an art school, or is it difference of, you know, like realistic versus let's try anime eyes, let's try superhero, you know, is it like a comparison between different ways of drawing anatomical figures and features?
In this situation, the anatomy was actually, once again, meant to be a theme for a mini comic, but so many questions were being raised about, well, how do you draw this? that it became a drawing session, and it was a very rudimentary one since the person calling in from Australia was a mother with a small child who wanted to learn how to draw.
Oh, well, neat. Is that something that's newer to the virtual sessions, or do some of these kinds of things come up when you would typically meet for your comic and cartooning and drawing sessions in person?
That's a good question. Yes, it's something that would pop up in person, and usually someone would come over and lean over and say, oh, this drawing could be improved. Here's a tip on how to draw a toe. Or, oh, I like what you're doing here. You're very natural at making this look 3D on this side. To make this element over here look 3D, why don't you try this tip? So we would do that during the drawing sessions. So it was very much along the same type of format.
Really neat. So you've got your monthly session coming up on Wednesday at what time, 7:30?
That will be at 7:30, yes.
And how can our listeners, if they're interested, access this wish I was here, wish I was there, that sort of dreamy quality of inspiration for whatever you'd like to draw or whatever comic you'd like to make? How can folks join up?
If they go to our Facebook page for for Claw, just go to Facebook and type in Claw. That will take you to an event link that says, Wish I Was Here. Or you could go to a website called Eventbrite, which is how we schedule our events for people to sign up. And at the Eventbrite, you type in the keywords, Wish I Was Here, and it'll provide you a link there as well. The Facebook event announcement basically links back to the Eventbrite. Now, for people who do plan on attending, we are holding our video conferences on the Zoom format. So you may need to, if you haven't already, go in and create a Zoom account. It will ask you to download a plugin on your browser. But nearly everyone I know has been busy with getting to learn how to use Zoom so that they can teleconference with everybody else.
It's certainly something that has been new and pervasive for very many of us. Mark, any hints of what your comic will focus on? Or do you let the moment strike you?
I haven't had a chance to give it much thought. But I think I might actually draw a drawing session because I really love hanging out with my friends and rubbing elbows and looking over their shoulders and seeing what they're drawing. That's certainly one of the things I'm missing. I might also do just a cartoon or a one-page cartoon of a typical family gathering because that's another thing I miss a great deal. So that might be, I think I can do something like that in about 5 panels.
I think that it speaks to definitely how creating art and drawing can give that suggestion and give that little taste of the things that we might miss and the things that maybe we're unable to do because of our current circumstances, or the things that we're unable to do because of, just plain physics. I saw that the sort of banner picture for the theme for this month's drawing session, it's got stars in the background. And I would like to think that even if there was no pandemic going on, even if we could attend school in person, go to the movies, have family barbecues and reunions, go to concerts and festivals, that sometimes wish I was there or wish I was here is still a potent kind of inspiration for things that we can't yet access. And so I'm looking forward to maybe folks thinking beyond the pandemic also and getting a little bit sci-fi and dreamy, thinking to the future, you know, maybe out in the stars, maybe on a colonized planet, maybe, you know, under the ocean by 20,000 leagues. So I think that it's a really neat theme. I like this theme a lot.
I was also considering drawing the inside of a UFO like I was abducted and thinking, oh, at least I'm out of the house.
Well, there's a...
Oh, I like your reaction. I now know what I'm going to be drawing.
Oh. Well, it's I guess that speaks to the importance of that interaction between individuals to help promote the artistic process. Mark, anything else that you'd like to share with KTQA listeners about art or about Tacoma or about cartooning?
Yes, I would love to. There are a number of drawing sessions that are happening both in Tacoma and in the Northwest. There is on Tuesdays at 4:30, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday at 4:30, there is Epic Sketch Time. This is another international drawing group that started off locally, and so that's on a weekly basis. There is on Mondays at between 11 to 1 o'clock, there is Freelance Fandango. And that's a bunch of, if you are a creative professional, like say a photographer or a writer or an illustrator or a cartoonist, or you're a fine artist who paints, this is a gathering spot for those individuals. And there's a Facebook page for Freelance Fandango, and that's a weekly event. Other drawing sessions I know of this week, there's a group up inside Seattle called Cartoonist Northwest, and they have a monthly drawing session, and that's going to be held at, I believe it's 6:30 on Thursday. So you just have to keep your eyes open. There are a lot of creative artists are trying to reach out and connect with each other, and these drawing sessions are a great way to do it.
Maybe even with adult supervision, a great opportunity for students who are having the challenge of remote schooling starting. It's been a challenge, you know, in my profession as a teacher as well, trying to think of, well, how do we offer art classes and pottery classes and PE classes remotely, and seeing lots of different perspectives, you know, sort of, I guess, equivalent of going on a field trip, you know, and mashing heads with more artists that give you more ideas and inspiration. So that could be a cool thing for parents and families looking to enhance their own children's educational experience during this strange time.
I would strongly encourage any parent who has a child that needs to do some job shadowing experience to reach out to Freelance Fandango, because there are a lot of creative professionals there, and maybe even attending one of those sessions, the student could ask a lot of their questions that they have ready to go. Most of these drawing sessions are PG rated and are open to the public.
Well, beautiful suggestions, Mark. I thank you so much for not only enlightening us about what's been happening and what are the updates with Claw Artists Guild here in Tacoma, but in the world of illustrators and artists in general. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to the next time we get the chance to talk.
Maybe it'll even be in person. Mark Monlux is a freelance illustrator active in Tacoma's art community. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. Thank you so much for listening to KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. Talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.